Mommy's in the kitchen cooking up something good, and Daddy's on the sofa right up the neighborhood.
It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This week we're going to be talking about box mixes for brownies. Now we're officially in the holiday season now, which means it's easy to get overwhelmed by the number of get-togethers and potlucks that you might have to go to, and more importantly, bring food to. And while I would say nothing is ever going to beat a made-from-scratch recipe that you've really picked out all of the ingredients to, sometimes you just don't have time for that. And here are some tricks that will turn a box of brownies, just a normal box mix you get from the store, into a really tasty bake to bring somewhere. Now, first, you have to choose your brownie box mix. And right now, you might be aware, we have tons and tons of options to choose from, whether it's a difference of what kind of brownie it is, whether it has nuts and chocolate in it, or if it's plain and just maybe has a higher quality of ingredient. My suggestion is to go with the value box of brownie mix. And I mean, whatever is the cheapest there. I've had a lot of luck with generic in-store brand brownie mixes. Both on texture and flavor, they seem to beat out the more expensive mixes and the kind of gourmet, higher quality mixes. And I actually have a theory about why this is happening. Cheaper mixes likely utilize more artificial flavoring. Now, usually I'm a cook who will opt for the natural flavors that we can get. However, when we're talking about desserts and junk food, the artificial flavor is really what we're after, even as our tastes are more and more refined. And finding that through the brownie actually makes it more fudgy. There, they just have a really nice chocolatey flavor that I don't think I've been able to find a more expensive mix that really comes to the same level. So whatever mix you would like, and I definitely encourage everyone trying out different mixes to see what they like, but my personal experience has told me that sometimes the cheapest is going to be the best. From there on out, the other tricks I like to use when I go to mix in some oil, instead of using vegetable oil, I'm going to use butter. And instead of just using plain butter, if I would like sort of a caramel flavor to the overall brownie, I'm going to brown my butter first before I mix it into the brownie mix. And I do this just by putting it into a small saucepan over medium heat for about 10 to 15 minutes. You'll be able to tell the butter will start turning color from a golden yellow into a kind of a toasted brown, golden brown color. You can also taste it as you go along. You will be able to taste that browning butter flavor, sort of the big flavor in caramel. And that just really adds a different depth to the flavor, and I think it complements the artificial chocolate and vanilla flavors in a cheap box mix very well. And you're just going to mix that in as you would any sort of oil that you're using in the recipe. The next thing I'm going to do a little bit differently is I usually opt for a plain box mix. That is to say, it doesn't come with any of its own mix-ins, so that I can choose what I'm going to mix in. And this is where I would say, if you're looking to kind of splurge and spend money on a gourmet product, it's going to be in your mix-ins, either with pieces of dried fruit that you would like in your brownies, or high quality nuts, or high quality chocolate. So choosing your mix-in is another big thing. And then finally, always making some homemade whipped cream on the side. I believe I've already talked about how to make whipped cream in a prior recipe, which you can find elsewhere on the recipe roundup part of Allegheny Mountain Radio's special features recipe roundup section. All of those put together really allows you to transform what is a very cheap box of mixed brownies into something that people will probably ask you the recipe for. If you have luck with that recipe, please send me your results at sage@amrmail.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tingway.